Hi everyone, and welcome to Student Brains and Fitness Gains, a podcast for students who want to get fit. I am your host, Jana Six, and in this episode, I was joined by Dan Mills. Dan Mills is a mindset coach, and he helps people to turn up to life with a hero state of mind. He is also the founder of the Mind Body Hero Mantra. In this episode, we will talk about how to deal with loneliness and depression. I hope you will enjoy it. Welcome to Student Brains and Fitness Gains again. So thank you so much for joining me in this one.
No worries. Thank you for having me back. hopefully making another impact. Yeah.
So can you quickly tell us something about yourself for the listeners who haven't listened to the previous episode?
Absolutely. So my name's Dan. I'm 30 years old. I work a regular 9-to-5 job in catering. But on the side at the moment, I'm running a mindset Instagram page, DanMills_mindset, if you want to check that out. Hopefully I'm working on that, into doing that more full time, just trying to help people out with problems that they may have come across in their life. Because everybody has things that they need help with, and I'm hoping that I can help with that.
So you also know a lot about depression. Did you experience depression yourself, or how does it come that you know so much about it?
I think in today's society, depression is getting a lot more easy to talk about. I don't think it's got worse. I think people have just realized that things need to change in their life. During my time at uni, which was probably about 13, 14 years ago now, I had a really bad time with my studies. I felt like I was quite on my own. I didn't get to know people in my course very well. I wasn't very good at talking back then. I still feel like I'm not good at talking now, but I think, even doing this is a way of trying to overcome my anxiety of talking. So
it's the same for me. I have this podcast and now I actually learn how to talk to people, but I actually think it's very hard.
It's so interesting that I find that you would say that, because people say the same thing to me, that they don't realize that we actually fear talking.
Yeah. I feel like it really helps me to talk to people because I have to.
That's what it's all about. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but I still think it's hard.
Talking is hard, especially when you're worried. And it's something that is always going to be hard until you go out there and do it. But what I've always noticed is that when I think I'm not good at talking, or you think you're not good at talking, like, I wouldn't have thought that you worried about it at all.
Me neither.
It doesn't come across at all. And that's something to remember. Like, you don't realize that people don't ever mention it or say, like, are you okay? You don't seem that good at talking, because people don't actually realize. I think we're all a lot better at this than we think. And a lot of the fear about that is all in our mind. And hopefully today, this is going to be about overcoming some of those fears and realizing that they are in your mind and you do have control over them.
So do you think that is why students don't really talk about depression or loneliness? Because I actually don't know anyone who talks about it. I know one person who is close to me that has these thoughts, and he says them to me because we're close, but I don't think he says it to someone else.
I think it can be really difficult when you do suffer feelings like that, because the feelings in themselves make you feel alone. And it can be embarrassing to talk about, to be fair. Like, when I was at uni, I didn't want to say anything because I was like, oh, it's just me being stupid. I shouldn't pester anyone with it. I'm just wasting their time. But it's so important to talk about it, because I think a lot of people have a lot of the similar sort of feelings. And it's a lot easier to talk about now than it used to be, because 10 years ago there was a lot of stigma about it, and people saying, oh, you just need to cheer up and that sort of stuff. You know, because people don't understand it. People have never felt those feelings don't understand what it's like to feel sort of trapped inside your own mind. But it's becoming easier to talk about, and I think we're definitely going in the right direction with it. Hopefully in a couple of years we'll just keep breaking it down, and it'll become to the point where it's okay to feel that way, and people won't be as afraid to talk about it. Realistically, I think that's what the best thing to do would be, create a world where we're not worried about it anymore, which I think will be a massive first step towards stopping people feeling that way, because the more you hear people talk about it, the more you realize you're not actually alone with it. And I think that's the biggest factor in feeling depressed and alone, is remembering that you aren't alone. Just by feeling alone, you're already part of a group. By feeling alone, you can't be alone. You're already with people that feel the same way.
I agree. I actually have fear of failure, so I also always think that I'm going to fail my exams and I'm not good enough. And I did a course for that once at university, and the thing that helped me the most was just hearing other people's stories. And I was able to understand myself, because I thought, oh, is that because, you know, they had this similar stories, and I was like, oh, it's because of that that I think that way. And yeah, it was just very good to see that I'm not the only one who has those feelings, and that helped me way more than how to get rid of it.
It makes a huge difference, absolutely. That's kind of why I created the mindset page, because if people see me talking about it, maybe they'll be more inclined to talk about it themselves. Like, it's difficult, it's hard. I don't like talking about it, but at the same time, not only does talking about it help me feel better, but if somebody comes across those posts and reads them and thinks, oh, actually, this guy's been through the same thing. He got through it, or he's processing it, or dealing with it. At the least, they'll realize that they're not the only people dealing with that. But if I can find a way of making myself feel better, maybe they can use the same process or to make themselves feel better, or at least realize that if it can be done, then they can do it too.
So next to talking, are there other things you can do to help with depression and loneliness?
First of all, I'd say the most important thing is actually trying to talk about it. It can be hard. I'm going to go into a bit about meditation. I know I talked about it last time, but I'm going to talk about it again this time, because I think that's still important. Reach out. Don't be afraid to talk to people about it. Like, talk to your friends about it, absolutely. But at the same time, like, it's difficult, because when I ever spoke to my friends about it when I was at uni, they were like, I feel bad that you feel that way, but I don't know what to do about it. And it's understandable, because, like, even if they do feel the same things, if they don't know how to help, then it's, they don't know how to help. If you talk to your friends about it, it's important to understand that you are helping yourself by talking about it, but don't be upset if they can't help you deal with it. But if you go to maybe your course tutors or year tutors, even your lecturers, like, afterwards, just let them know, like, hey, do you know anyone that I can talk to about this? Because I think back when I was at university, and it'll be more so now than it was then, but they did actually have student support groups there, And if you can talk to your lecturers or your course tutors, they can certainly point you in the right direction to probably a student group that can help you talk about it. Even it could be a professional GP who's a counsellor who you can speak to, or it might just be a group of students who all feel the same way, that get together and talk about it. And either way, you're going to find ways to make yourself feel better about it. But yeah, talk about it. Don't be afraid to talk about it, because you aren't the only person feeling that. The chances are whoever you're speaking to about it has had someone speak to them about it before already. They're not going to judge you for it, because a lot of people just want to help you. And you know you can trust your lecturers, because they're already there trying to help you out, teach you things to get you through your course. Your year tutors, they're all looking out for you. So don't be afraid to speak to them.
Here at my uni, we also have psychologists for students, so that is also very useful, I think. But I think there are still a lot of people who think their problems are not real or not bad enough. So how do you convince yourself that you still need to talk about it?
It can be difficult, but if you ever have any negative feelings, you have to sort of realize that it's not you. You are the happy, positive person that you feel every now and again in between the negative feelings. And even if you just feel a little bit sad sometimes, or if you feel really bad, there's always ways of making that better. There's always ways of staying happy and staying positive. I mean, there are going to be times when you get lost in your thoughts, and it still happens to me pretty regularly, but it's learning how to deal with it that makes a big difference. Just knowing that you can feel better and you shouldn't feel sad means it sort of gives you an idea that you should be at least trying to do something. If you're not happy in the situation you're in, then you need to do something to change it. Too many people get caught up in their own feelings and worry that that might be who they are, but it's not. That's your mind affecting you, and you can change that. There's always a way of getting around it and making things better. And I would try and say to anybody with negative feelings like that, don't sit with them. You don't have to. You can make it better, and it will get better.
Do you also have tips for if someone comes to you with those feelings, but you don't know how to help? Because that is how I felt sometimes. Like, I want to listen to them, but I have no idea how to help them because I'm not a professional.
It's a funny story, actually. A couple of weeks ago, I think I mentioned it on my Instagram story. I was in work, and we get agency staffing every now and again to come and help out. And somebody I'd not met before came into work for us for a day. I always try my best to make people feel welcome when they come to the place I work at. So I was chatting to them about different things. Nothing crazy. But then towards the end of the day, they really opened up to me. Whether they felt comfortable or just felt like they needed to talk to somebody. And I'm not a counsellor. I'm not trained to deal with these sort of things. But sometimes all people need is an ear to listen to. And in allowing somebody to talk to you about the problems is sometimes a massive, massive weight off someone's shoulders. Just to see that somebody can hear all these things and not be like, oh, that's crazy. Just to listen and be supportive. And as a human, as a person, we can all do this. Everybody has the power to sit there and just listen to somebody talk and say, it's going to be okay. You can get through this. And say, if you feel this bad, maybe try and find somebody who is trained to help. But at the same time, just listening, it can be a massive, massive difference. So.
Okay. So why is meditation so beneficial to deal with depression and loneliness?
I think meditation is great for starting. It's a great starting stepping stone towards overcoming depression and loneliness. I think depression only they come together because depression can make you feel alone even if you aren't alone. But the benefits of meditation long term is a greater sense of mindfulness and a greater sense of yourself. The mindset things from meditation come with the Mind Body Hero that I'm working on my Instagram page, is that you aren't your mind and you aren't your body, which sounds a bit weird, but the concept of it is that you're influenced by your thoughts all the time. And these feelings of thoughts of depression and loneliness, they are thoughts in your mind. And they obviously affect us because we think about them and they're there in our mind. But at the same time, it's important to remember that we aren't those thoughts. And if we can learn to separate ourselves from the negative thoughts and realize that we aren't depressed, we are being affected by, it's almost like having a cold, you're affected by it. It isn't you. It's something that's affecting you and making you feel these things. And meditation is a great way of separating yourself from that. If you can make it part of a routine, that's fantastic because you regularly do it then. And the more you do it, the more you can separate yourself from those thoughts. Depression's, it's like a cage on your mind. And the key to that cage is inside you. Everybody has the capability to unlock themselves from this depression. And getting up and starting with a routine, maybe. So wake up, get breakfast, have a shower, meditate. Every single day, even if you've not got a lecture. It's a great way to get started into it, because just getting up and getting ready for the day, I find, makes it easier to deal with thoughts. But meditation, it just gives you that time to sit down and evaluate your feelings and your emotions. Because I think in running from these feelings, we don't allow ourselves to sort of deal with them in our own mind. We're constantly trying to get rid of them, and in that sense we try and not accept them. But in order to get past them, we have to accept that we have these feelings, and meditation is a great way of doing that. It helps you get inside your own mind and figure out who you are and what you actually are thinking about, and take the first steps to overcoming that.
So actually you need to allow yourself to have those feelings and to be conscious about them before you can, you know, get rid of the negative
things. I think it's a big step towards it. They say acceptance is a big step, and it's easy to sit there in your bed. I've been there, to lie there for days and think, I just feel sad. But to actually say, you know, maybe there is more to this. I am feeling this way, and I shouldn't feel this way. And to get past it, you have to realize that you are feeling those feelings. So I think it's important to make yourself aware, to bring awareness to the emotions before you can actually move them. So meditation is a really good way of doing that.
Okay. And can hobbies also help?
Yes, absolutely. So first of all, getting used to being inside your own mind with meditation is a great start. Outside of that, if you feel alone, you need to be around people. Meditation is about being comfortable on your own, but then actually putting yourself out there. And anxiety can be difficult, in putting yourself out there. But as university students, there's so many things around you that you can do. First of all, have a think about things you enjoy doing. You might like playing tennis. You might like knitting. It could be anything. There might be something on TV you like watching. Make time in your life for those things. Put yourself, so it gets you into a routine of doing things you enjoy. So it makes your spare time that you have to think about things and maybe over-evaluate things into something that you enjoy doing. And as university students, there's so many groups of people doing things. Like when I was at university, I did Kung Fu and I did a Japanese course, and I met more people that I spent more time with on these than with people I did on my course. Because I think people, when they're in their course, they tend to want to not be thinking about their course all the time. But if you go outside to a group, say a sports group, or any of the social groups at university, there's a lot of people there that have all come together to do that because they enjoy it. And if there's a slight anxiety there in your mind, maybe, because I knew I was when I was at university, I was worried about talking to people. But if you like doing these things and everybody else likes doing these things, you'll never run out of something to talk about because you're all doing the same thing. You're all there to enjoy the same thing. And you're also going to be around people that want to make friends as well, because all of these people that are doing these courses may have the same feelings as you. Everybody wants to make friends. And as a group of people, we are stronger because we can help each other and even silently help each other just by being near. So think about what you enjoy doing and try and find a group of people that do it. Even if there's not a group at university, you could Google, have a look on the internet for a group to do the same thing. And there's definitely people that you can meet who also want to do the same thing. So that's a massive step towards feeling less alone, is being around people. And it's a simple solution, but it's sometimes difficult and overlooked, that when we realize that there's actually a lot of people out there, we're never really alone.
And I also think you need to push yourself a bit, because I started doing CrossFit classes, but I actually was a bit afraid because the people there already know each other and I felt left out, but I think it was just in my head. So yesterday I went again because I am a bit tired of training alone. And actually I talked to a lot of people and it was a lot of fun and not at all like I imagined.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, these people aren't going out to do these classes to ignore people. Most people generally are quite happy to talk about stuff, and especially with fitness, that's a big one. If there isn't any sort of hobbies that you like to do, there's plenty of fitness classes out there that you can go and try. And it is important to push yourself out there to do it, because sometimes you have, with depression comes a feeling of being trapped, being unable to do things, feeling like no matter what you do, it won't matter and you can't do it. Like there was times when I thought I can't get out of bed, but that's a thought and it holds you there. But realistically, I can get out of bed whenever I want. You just have to make yourself do it. And in the same sense, like you might be afraid of going and meeting new people, and the only way you're going to get over that fear is by meeting new people. So there is a certain element of pushing yourself, and that's the hard bit. The hard bit is making yourself go out there and meet people and do things. Doing things you enjoy makes it a little easier though, because you've obviously got something to talk about. But yeah, fitness classes are fantastic because you can go there and there's loads of different classes to choose from. Fitness is also great in itself because it releases endorphins in your mind, which gives you a much more positive feeling. So even if you are feeling depressed afterwards, you'll feel better about it. But at the same sense, if you've been there's nothing people like more than getting through things together. There's been times when I've been in a fitness class like, oh God, this is hard. But by the end of it, you've achieved something. You've achieved that class. You've gone out there and you've done something and you've completed it. And everybody else in that room has completed it as well. And it'll be different feelings for everyone, but you can look to the person next to you and go, that was hard, but we did it. And they'll talk back to you. And in that group, in that sense of achievement, you all come together and feel the same things. And it's a great feeling. And if you're worried about being seen at the same time, you have to remember that all of these people are probably worrying about the same things themselves. They're all thinking about how they look and if somebody else is watching them. And you aren't watching them, you're watching yourself. You're thinking about like how you look and how you feel. And everybody else is thinking the same thing. So in that sense, you can take a peace of mind that people aren't judging you because they're too busy judging themselves. But fitness classes are a great way of meeting people because afterwards you'll start talking to them. Maybe in the first couple of sessions, you might not speak to too many people, but the more people see you, the more, you know, just start by saying hi, wave at people. Not crazily, like if you're walking waving at everyone, then it might look a bit, you know, I mean, you'll meet some interesting people that way. Don't get me wrong. You'll definitely make some friends. But yeah, the first few times, don't be worried if you don't talk to people. The point is repetition and continuing to do it. And eventually you'll start meeting people and talking to them. And when I was at university, I spent no time with the people on my course. I spent the majority of my time with people I've met in classes, in the Kung Fu sessions, in the Japanese class that I did. And that's where you make your friends because you'll see them in an environment you want to be in. Well, some people don't really want to be in a lecture and it's not a great place to meet people because you're like, hey, how are you doing? And they're like, actually, I don't want to listen to this. But in a fitness session, you've got that freedom to talk to people as well. So I think that makes a big difference.
So if you do push yourself and you're proud of going, do you like need to reward yourself?
I think rewarding yourself at the end of a good day is so important. The mind seems to create better links with bad and negative memories. So it's easy to look back and think, I've had a few bad days. But realistically, they've probably not been as bad as you thought they have been. And if you have gone out there and had a great day, say you've made progress in a fitness class, or you've joined a social club, or you spoke to somebody about it, and even if for a brief time you felt a little better, at the end of the day, just look at yourself and say, hey, today wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. This happened that was great. This happened that was great. And you are creating those positive affirmations in your mind that will create links in your brain to good feelings. So you'll think back at yesterday, and if at the very end of the day you said, this was a good day, that's what you'll remember. And you'll go into the next day with those same feelings. A great way of doing this is journaling. Like if you write a diary of all of the good things that happen, and don't worry about it if you have a bad day, that's totally fine. Everybody has bad days. The important thing to do is not worry about it. But if you journal all the good things that happen in a day, even the small things like I made breakfast, it was really tasty. I didn't burn my porridge. Things like that. And you can look back and read it, and you've then got a book that is getting longer every single day about great things that have happened in your life. And if you are ever, the longer you do it for, the bigger an impact it has, because you can then look back in this book and say, hey, I've had some good times. There's no reason why that can't happen right now. And then you can carry on your day knowing you've had good times in the past and knowing you will have more good times in the future. So reward yourself. It might seem like a small thing, but it will have a big impact because you're reminding yourself that you can have good days and everybody's entitled to that and you will have more in the future.
Okay, thank you so much for your time and for all the information you have given us. I loved having you on the podcast. I think it was super interesting.
It's been a pleasure to be here. Yeah, it's, thank you for giving me the chance to talk to people.
You're welcome.
That was today's episode. If you want to follow Dan on Instagram, you can find him at danmills_mindset. I will leave everything in the description. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, then please take a screenshot of this episode and post it on your Instagram stories. Tag me, Jana6, and danmills_mindset so we can thank you for listening. We want to help as many people as we can, so all the help we can get is welcome. See you in the next episode. We'll be right back.